What about the role of Herceptin without chemotherapy in the metastatic setting? We found in our patterns of care studies that clinical investigators are much more likely to use that in a patient you describe, low tumor burden, not very symptomatic. Oncologists in practice much more likely to start even in those patients with chemotherapy plus trastuzumab.
Right, and I think that there's no answer in terms of which is superior based on data. I've already given you my sort of gut feeling about that I think that you can use single agent Herceptin therapy. I think that Herceptin used with chemotherapy is more effective than Herceptin used as monotherapy, and whenever possible, if you can use it with chemotherapy, weighing risk versus potential benefits, that you should try and do that.
In terms of selection of chemotherapy to combine with trastuzumab in the metastatic setting, one of the most common questions I hear from oncologists is the role of capecitabine plus trastuzumab. And a lot of people in the past sort of shied away from that based on your data looking at 5-FU. Can you talk about where that stands right now?
Perhaps of all the things we've said, that's been the most misunderstood thing. What we said, based on the preclinical data, and it was done a lot of different ways, was that there appeared to be antagonism between Herceptin and capecitabine. But people interpreted that word antagonism in the traditional sense of the word antagonism, meaning like with antibiotic therapy, you don't use the two together. You can't use the two together. Nothing could be further from the truth. You can use the two together, and the combination could be better than either alone. The reason it's antagonistic is it doesn't even reach additivity. If you got an agent that gives you 20% effectiveness, and another agent gives you 30% effectiveness, and they're additive, and you combine the two, you get 50% effectiveness. That's additive. If you get 80% effectiveness, that's synergistic. If you get 35 or 40% effectiveness, that's better than either alone, but it's not even additive. That's what antagonism means. It doesn't mean you can't use the two drugs together. It simply means the combined effect is less than additive.
What have you seen yourself in your own practice using capecitabine and trastuzumab?
There are absolutely responses that occur there.
Do you find it to be a patient-friendly regimen?
Yes, it is a patient-friendly regimen. It's tolerable. It's an oral regimen in terms of the chemotherapy in addition to the parenteral therapy. There is the known problems that occur with Xeloda that you have to watch for. We see no evidence that Herceptin augments that. So I think it is something that's doable, and people use it and use it effectively.